The New York Times has accused Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of prolonging the Gaza war to stay in power, rejecting hostage deals and key decisions for political survival. Netanyahu, of course, denies this, but the report has set off alarm bells inside Israel and beyond. And Israeli journalist and Middle East expert Idan Ronen now joins us to unpack what's really at stake. Idan, thanks so much for chatting with us on The Home Run. How seriously is the New York Times report being taken inside Israel?
Right. So actually, I did go over this report, and what I thought I'm going to find was just as I did. I virtually found nothing which was really that dramatic. It was pretty much more of the same. It was smearing Netanyahu for, you know, the what we have always used to believe, that he is a cold-hearted, crafty politician who would virtually stop at nothing. Only in order to guarantee his reign and to keep sitting on the throne forever and ever. However, on the other hand, we do have to keep in mind that he did release some three quarters of our hostages. But here are some points that I wish to that everybody will pay here attention in the sidelines here. In general, I would agree. Indeed, my impression of the personality called Benjamin Netanyahu, he is indeed a person where I honestly do get the impression where his quest for power is virtually limitless. That is precisely the impression I'm getting from him. However, I tell you what did bug me with this report. Bug me, but not really took me by surprise. This report, such as many in the Israeli media just as well, fail to remind the viewers, the listeners, or the readers, or the followers in general, the wider context of the price. I thought maybe this time the New York Times will mention the price matter, but they did not. In short, the price that Hamas actually demands, whatever he demands from Israel, and Netanyahu refuses to, is virtually to roll the time back into October 6th, and effectively meaning just to reverse everything back to normal, where Hamas will rebuild itself and will plan October 7th, 2033, for instance.
Idan, what I'm curious
also,
what I'm curious about is, what is the sense inside Israel? Do many people in Israel think that Netanyahu is or has prolonged the Gaza war to stay in power?
I think it doesn't make any too much of a difference. It doesn't make any too much of a storm, other than in the media studios. I think whoever believes Netanyahu is right will keep believe him. I think whoever believes that Netanyahu is indeed, as I described before, a cold-blooded, crafty politician will indeed believe that. It doesn't change much. It doesn't change much at all. But in fact, I think it only further inflames the passions against the media. We have to keep in mind also what is the background of the New York Times. And here's the thing that I believe it is worthy to remind everybody else, that the New York Times has a very dark corner of dishonest reporting, or even worse, acting from a place called self-hating Jews, where Jews run the New York Times, and they just conduct their tactics of journalism, their code of journalism, through hating to the Jewish state. For instance, in the Gaza war in 2001, the New York Times ran a front page story featuring photos and brief bios of 67 children who died in Gaza, without clearly distinguishing between those killed by Israeli strikes and those killed by Hamas rockets that fell short. And they never really actually mentioned that it is, they ignored Hamas' tactic actually of using civilians as human shields. Or another one, the biased framing and reporting. Some media watchdogs, such as Camera, such as Honest Reporting, repeatedly flagged the New York Times for reversing cause and effect, such as headlines the New York Times published, 10 Palestinians killed in Israeli raid. But they never clarified to the readers those Palestinians were literally armed terrorists. or another such story, or another such example where they employed journalists and reporters with problematic backgrounds, such as one called Suleiman Hijazi. He was contributed to the New York Times, and he has tweeted anti-Semitic tweets admiring Adolf Hitler. And what was the New York Times response? They didn't really take them all out, and whatever they did take out, that very slowly and only under immense pressure. Or here's another such and very important example, the op-eds run by their leading contributors or journalists, such as Roger Cohen, such as Thomas Friedman, that describe settlements as colonialism while ignoring and minimizing the deep historical and indigenous Jewish connection to the land. So, in short, this is a scenario well known in advance. It is just like going to a show and knowing in advance what's going to be the plot, what's going to be the end. And that's how many people in Israel are relating to the media in general and the New York Times in particular. They're all driven by positions. They're all driven by agendas. And hence, they are treated as such and perceived as such.
Idan, if we go back to the idea that Netanyahu could be or has been prolonging this war for political gain, if we could just follow along that line of thinking, that wouldn't be the first time that this has happened in Israel, would it?
If only just we presume that only for the sake of fun, then I would rather say, just as I said before, I do believe that generally speaking, with war or without war, even during normal days, Netanyahu's quest for reign and power is indeed limitless. And because of the situation and the current conditions and the war, that he does have the benefit of the doubt. We all know what's going to be the outcome if only he did succumb to the ultra-right led by Smotrich and Ben-Gvir's demands that Hamas indeed will rebuild itself. And it is the honest truth. No matter whether you like or dislike Netanyahu, it is the honest truth. I'm not sure we can explicitly say that regarding the current situation. Generally speaking, indeed, Netanyahu's ravenous appetite for power is indeed limitless. But given this current situation in this particular state, I'm not that 100% sure we can tell Netanyahu, and we can attest that about Netanyahu at the same level of of certainty as we would prior to the war. It is very up to the beholder. I will be very honest with you. I don't want to underestimate anyone's intelligence, but Netanyahu can be credited for the benefit of the doubt regarding this particular state we're currently at.
That is Idan Monen, Israeli journalist and Middle East expert. Thank you very much for weighing in on a story that's big online, but like you say, it's more a media storm than a reality storm in terms of what's going on in Israel and what people are thinking.